Tony isn't on quite yet. But I'm about run down, and I hope everyone has a good night. 7-3 to everybody. These are always, these evenings are always worth whatever it takes to get together and talk about such things. KK4JBQ. I'll be clear on everyone's final.
KI4LCI. Say you can build one, or I know some who's got something similar to that mandrel over here at WR4XM. In one room of his house, he uses a MFJ1118 distribution box. You know, it's Larry said you can build it if you want to, or you can do that. You know, it's whatever suits your fancy and, you know, it's the cheapest. Why he went with that, I don't know. He suggested I need to do that, but my unfortunate thing here is where my radio gear is, I don't have the room for it. So, otherwise, I would do it. Go ahead, Daniel, KI4LCI.
I'm going to go ahead and look up all that stuff, and I'm actually debating about bringing this radio with me to work tomorrow and testing it out in the truck. At that point, I shouldn't have any kind of a hum at all. And I do believe, I'll have to double check this, but I do believe it will transmit on 11 meters as well, so I might attempt to use it on CB channel 19 tomorrow as well, just to see if the HF side works okay. I'll give it a couple shouts on there and see if I can get somebody to come back to me on it, just to make sure it all works. Because I figure if 11 meters works, everything else will too. So, I might go ahead and pack this thing on my backpack and take it to work tomorrow and see what I can't get out of it. But y'all, thank you so much for helping on here and helping me sort through all these little problems and stuff. It's not real problems, but little humps to get through. I'm definitely going to look into how to fix this power supply, and I also have another idea about maybe getting some sort of system where I can primarily run off of a battery and have a power feed, not this power supply, but a power feed going to the battery to keep it charged every once in a while, but some sort of a ferrite choke or what have you in there to end the line to keep any sort of a buzz out from getting to the battery. That's just an idea. I'm not sure. But thank y'all so much for all the help tonight. KK4JBQ and KI4LZI. KJ4WZM. So great talking with y'all, all y'all tonight, and thank you for the help. 73 to everybody, and I'm probably going to head to bed here real soon because I've got to get up early and go drive to Columbia and come back tomorrow. So I'll catch y'all later on. 73.
You saw I get well. It was Al's. I'm pretty sure Al had it opened up. It is opened up, correct?
Pretty close. No radios or equipment is taken apart right now. It's all put together.
No, you don't understand what I mean. See, that radio's meant to be an amateur transceiver. In a lot of cases, when it comes to the 11-meter band, there's something inside of it that you have to cut loose or do something like that. Because, see, they don't want just anybody using a ham band on the 11-meter band. Usually they got something in it that'll prevent it from transmitting there. I was just curious to know if, odds are, knowing how the way he was, he probably has it opened up, but are you certain that it's opened up?
If you give me just a minute, I'll be able to figure that out. Do you want to hang around for a second? I know how to check it.
I got no problem. I just know what all I've heard over the past 30 or 40 years about decades and decades and decades ago, 11 meter operators would take ham gear and amplifiers too and use it on the 11 meter band. Well, I got where they're fixing the amplifiers and the gear with some little modification inside the way it wouldn't work on 11 meters. And that's what I was curious about.
Sense, and now I'm kind of curious. I know that the upper part above 70 centimeters is opened up. You can run FRS, GMRS frequencies on this radio. That's not blocked. I do know that much. But I don't know if the 11 meters is blocked or not. I have not attempted to key that up at all.
Well, the way I knew him, he probably got it opened up. But when you buy this gear new, they can't legally have it where you can transmit, especially on 11 meters. Because back before you was ever born, probably about, I don't know, the 70s, it was the 70s mostly. Prior to that, people were getting ham gear and amplifiers for amateur radio as well as their transceivers and operating on 11 meters. And they started at the factories doing little minor things inside of all that stuff to prevent it from actually transmitting on 11 meters. Unless you knew what to do when you went inside to disable that. That's, knowing now, though, it's probably opened up all the way, but I just don't want you to take it. Try to use it and find out it won't work because it hadn't been opened up.
Makes sense. Thanks for the heads up on that. So if it doesn't do anything, then I won't be too surprised. I really appreciate that.
Long, but some of us who've been around for ever since the 70s on forward, we picked up on things like that because they want to make it as, don't want these radios as capable of going on these other bands illicitly going to them, not from the factory anyway. And they make little modifications in there. If you know what you're doing, you can disable that and open it up. And even operate on the Mars frequency, which a lot of Mars members does. They get the gear, they get do the modification, and they're able to operate on the Mars frequencies. It usually comes from the factories like that way. That's why it's, you know, most people though, someone like ours, odds are, hasn't opened up all the way. But I just don't want you to be surprised.
The heads up on that, that makes a lot of sense. I was told ahead of time that the TS-2000s are locked out of 11 meters. I also know that they can be modified to run on them on 11 meters. So it does not surprise me at all if this radio is set up like that too. I know that my handheld, it said in the paperwork that legally it has to be set up to only transmit on amateur frequencies since it was purchased for amateur use, but it had written in there some sort of a combination to punch into the radio to set it into programming mode where you can type in the frequency range that you want it to be able to receive and to transmit in. It gave you the option to be able to unlock it yourself. And so I unlocked my handheld. I don't do anything illegal with it, but I did unlock my handheld. And I programmed several of the frequencies in there. Back when I bought the handheld, a lot of the fire stations were still on analog. They hadn't gone over to digital yet. And I typed in all their frequencies so I could listen to their stuff. But I specifically locked out transmit capabilities so that my radio couldn't be accidentally keyed up. So I locked that stuff out, deliberately locked it out, so that I couldn't get in trouble. Different stuff like that. But I unlocked my whole radio.
Well, I'm glad you've done that because you forgetting transmitting the wrong place after you've opened it up. could get you in big, big problems. It can. But they done that ever since the 70s with this, any of this HF gear, or any of this HF gear in particular that had the possibility of doing 11 meters. That's trying to make it more difficult. Why everybody, all the first responders primarily now are leaving analog go, that won't be, you know, as far as first responders goes, much of an issue much longer. Unless you're playing around with digital gear. Now, like over here at Oconee County over here where the sheriff's department's using DMR, anybody that's got an amateur DMR radio, they got to do the same thing with them so that they don't transmit by accident on that and get in trouble because you're both using UHF DMR, so it kind of transfers over to that to a certain degree. It's starting to.
That, my guess is that Oconee is running on a Tier 2 system then, Moto Turbo Tier 2, DMR Tier 2, same thing. It still runs on Moto Turbo protocol. It doesn't, just DMR itself doesn't qualify as encryption being on the Moto Turbo system. But Tier 3 is the Palmetto 800, and that's what Greenville County uses, that's what Highway Patrol uses, and several other state agencies use that as well. And that is Tier 3. That's the triple chunking stuff. It's set up on the same protocol as cell phones are on the cell phone tower. They have a frequency range, and it's first come, first serve. First in, you get this slot. So it's set up on a slot basis, a whole spectrum of frequencies, and each one has two time slots or three time slots or whatever, and you hop in there, and it's a as needed thing. You're never on one specific frequency, you're on the whole spectrum, and it's first come, first serve. Same way that cell phones are set up, exactly the same way. But there's a big system called Palmetto 800 where different groups are allocated, different talk groups, and different people are programmed in on these talk groups. And it is a high-tech DMR thing. Hams are still not licensed for Tier 3. FCC has us limited to Tier 1 and Tier 2. We can't run Tier 3. We're not allowed right now.
We're still playing about DMR, I don't understand. I got an HT over here, and I'm not sure which tier it is. Like I said, there's still plenty about this that I don't know, but I always get, luckily I had someone who programmed it that knew what they was doing, but thank goodness that was someone I could trust because if they had programmed something into that knowing way, that is in Oconee County over there. You know, it always in the back of my mind if something like that could happen, but, you know, in time, that'll eventually go over to that, other than, I don't know why it is that they use DMR over there and everybody else in the upstate, other than this county where I'm at, and we'll eventually go to APCO. We just, 800, we just hadn't done it yet. Uses APCO 25, and yet they want to use DMR over there.
Wow, most people are over on 800 now. Is your radio Anytone radio? ANYTONE?
Hey, I got this DMR's a TYT.
Yep, they make them. And there's another one, I think, called BTEC that makes them. TYT and BTEC are similar, and then Anytone is way above and beyond. That is a high-tech radio. That is super complex. They have another one out now, the same one as I have, but it is the third generation of the same one that I have. I had the first generation of the 878, and it had... Then they had the 878 Plus, and then the Plus 2 is the third one. And I still have the first one, but the third one, it does a whole lot more stuff than the one that I have now. It's a much higher tech version. I have my eyes on that radio, but I haven't bought it yet because of the price tag. It's right at $300.
Well, see, I don't doubt that. Someone give me this one. You know, I didn't ask for it. I knew DMR existed, but over here in our group, someone wanted me to be able to operate on DMR, so one night when I went to a meeting, I guess 3 or 4 years, whenever it was, I think 3 or 4 years ago, someone upgraded to a dual band DMR and give me that UHF DMR I got, you know. Hadn't been for that, I wouldn't even have one, but in time I'm afraid it'll get to be like that. I was talking about where you gotta be careful.
The everything on DMR, KG4, WZM, absolutely everything on DMR is tied in with your DMR ID and your ham radio call sign, so you no longer have the need to vocally, as far as I know, you no longer have the need to vocally identify yourself, because every transmission comes up with your DMR ID and your call sign. It comes up with their name, ID, call sign, everything. So it's constantly identifying who you are. So to the best of my knowledge, you no longer need to audibly voice your call sign because it comes up with your transmission. And my DMR ID is 313-8853. 7 digits, just like a phone number.
I haven't memorized, but I got it wrote on something around here, and I do, but I'm still learning the DMR like everybody else is learning about a lot of things. Other than knowing that it's digital and Oconee County's first responders only, and I know we use some DMR, that's about as far as I know, other than we got a repeater over here on Glassy Mountain that's on DMR, and I primarily leave it on Pitching Slope on that DMR machine that's on Glassy Mountain.
I wonder what the frequency and color code and time slot and all that stuff is on that machine, what its DMR ID is and all that stuff. I don't have that one programmed in my radio at all, but since I work in that area, it would be pretty neat to get my hands on that sometime. Is that on 440?
It's on 440. 440 digital DMR. That HT I've got, that's all it'll do is UHF digital DMR.
UHF and VHF, Tier 1 and Tier 2. It also has GPS and built-in APRs.
Is somewhat older and it's only UHF. There's some information on that somewhere, but other than knowing that it's there, because I'm involved with the group over here that put it on the air, I can't really tell you much more other about the DMR machine other than it's there.
Oh, list of stuff. As far as the DMR type stuff goes, you have on regular KJ4WZM, on regular analog, you have an option of, you know, your input and output frequency and a tone. You can have a tone programmed in so you can keep things out of your repeater. But on the digital side, you have talk groups, contacts, and stuff called code plugs where you type in, well, it'll contain your talk group, your DMR ID and contact numbers, and something called a color code. Besides all your other tones, you can have digital tones besides the analog ones. So you'll have digital tones besides, like, the color code is what it's called. Not like there's colors, but it'll have a color code and all kinds of other stuff. So it takes a whole lot to be able to get into the repeater to listen on it, never mind transmit. It's really complex.
my word that it has to have the coat plug part. I've heard plenty of people talking about it. WR4XM Mandel's the one that programmed it up for me and fixed the coat plug, REC over here. And it's our repeater, DMR machine on glasses, so he took care of all that. But when it comes to finding out about that machine, he would be the one to talk to, because I'm still too much still learning about this DMR and can't really tell you what you want to know, because I don't know myself.
It's really, really complex. That's about the only thing I know. I know I can stumble my way through programming my handhelds to operate on each specific repeater, but I have to go repeater by repeater by repeater. And then, once you have that, you still have to program in all your contacts, or you can't talk to them. You can key the repeater up, but you can't hear anybody.
What is ignorant about this DMR, pretty much, is a lot of new people are about it all in general, right? Our group put the machine on the air about 3 or 4 years ago, and someone upgraded and gave me this, and then that's really other than what I've heard out about the first responder bit, about them over in Oconee County using UHF DMR. Really about all I know, other than those HTs have coat plugs in.
Really complex. Basically, if you don't have my DMI ID plugged into your phone, your handheld, and if I don't have yours plugged into my handheld, both of us could be trying to key up that repeater, and we can't hear each other because we aren't programmed in. And we have to have all the repeater's information, you have to have all my information, I have to have all your information. And then we have to be on there with all the information right all at the same time to be able to key up and hear each other.
Probably more knowledgeable about this than what I am, other than what I've heard from others, Mandel and others, about it. Because I don't know much more else about it.
KJ4WZM. I don't know much myself, and I have literally said everything that I know about it. I don't know anything more. I've done spilled all the knowledge that I have, and it's not even that much. DMR is a big world out there with a whole lot to learn, and like some other people were saying on here earlier tonight, nobody knows all of it when it comes to ham radio. In fact, very few of us seem to more than scratch the surface of it. There is so much involved in amateur radio. You could spend 10 lifetimes studying it and not get anywhere near all of it. You'd still be missing a lot. Ham radio is one of those endlessly developing hobbies. The technology keeps coming along. And it's so complex, there's so much to it, it's impossible to ever learn it all, even with multiple lifetimes dedicated to studying it. Can't get it all. There's so much to it.
About that, I ain't going to keep you up all night knowing that you need to get up early, so go ahead and get your shut-eyes. I know that you say you need to get up early. I don't have to get up early, so I can talk the rest of the night, but I know you need to get up early, so... We can talk again later about it sometime. KJ4WZM, KI4LCI, go ahead and get your shut
up. I'll leave you with this one last little bit. If you want to pack information into your brain until it feels like it's going to explode, BridgeCom Communications, a place that sells radios, it's run by a lot of younger hams in my generation in their 20s. They got big time into DMR type stuff. And they set up what they call I can't remember exactly what it's called, some sort of a college basically. BridgeCom University is what they call it. And they have a whole study course set up we're helping people learn about DMR, but it literally is like going to college. It's very in-depth. There's so much information. It's a whole course, and there's a lot in it. A whole bunch. So if you ever want to check that out, it's called BridgeCom University. It is a study program that they set up. A whole course of it. So that's too much information for me. For me, that is. I can't take all that. Oof. But if you want to try it, you're more than welcome. Check it out sometime. It's pretty crazy. There's a lot to it. So I'll catch you later on down the log. And EKI4LZIKJ4WZM. I'm going to go get me some shut-eye. I'll alert you in a few more hours, probably.
Yeah, go ahead and get the shut-eye you need. I've seen out of my BridgeCom in QST because they sell repeaters as well. So I've seen some of that. Go ahead and get your shut-eye. KI4LZI Clip.